Unstable, crazy, immature. BPD is among one of the most stigmatized, serious, stereotyped mental illnesses. Unfortunately, it is also one that is not understood well and is not believed to exist by many. There is not much help someone can get for BPD, and forget trying to get disability with BPD alone. The stereotype of someone with BPD is unpredictable moods to the extreme, living in a hole, having no job, no SO, violent, irresponsible, sociopathic, no empathy, helpless, manipulative, toxic, dramatic, attention-seeking, narcissistic, and more. While these are true on some level, not every person with BPD has the same symptoms or reactions. Like most mental health stigmas, BPD is perceived as someone who just needs to get over it and out of their head. Again, on some level this is true, as we learn in DBT therapy, but we cannot completely control ourselves. Many call us emotionally immature, which it seems like that on the outside, but oh dear lord, under the surface is a whole other story. Not to mention many of us are victim of this thing called regression, but that is another story lol. Most of this stigma is not true, but it holds water because as much as I would hate to admit it, we do some of those things, but not purposely. It is a gut reaction or we just can't help it. This is the way of any mental illness, depression, anxiety, bipolar, etc. If we can accept a person that has those, why not someone with BPD? If we are actively trying to get help and manage our illness, do we not deserve the same life as others? To be treated the same? There are many of us trying to find help where we can. There are little to no resources for this. Our illness makes us much different than others. It makes us toxic even. But if one with BPD tries but continues to get denied, that is not right. And the stigma around BPD. We, most of us, are trying our best to heal and manage this hell. We did not choose it. It has both genetic and trauma-related roots. We only wish to keep relationships, work normally, be treated fairly, get the help we need, and stop all of our very negative and toxic qualities. The portrayal of people with BPD in pop culture and such is often us in the extreme untreated way. Some people with BPD enter secondary psychopathic mode when triggered. This is how we are perceived and shown. It is true, we have our crazy moments, but if someone with BPD reaches out for professional help, which again there are very little resources, they are headed down the right path of not becoming that extreme. It doesn't hurt if they get care and love too, smiley face, that is mainly what we wish in life. To be accepted, loved, cared for, and at least tolerated. There is much unknown about BPD, but with spread awareness it may become more normalized and the help that is needed for it could be provided. Also again, I am no expert on BPD, I am only sharing my thoughts, and have also read too much on it for my own good haha. Sorry, I just kind of wrote in this post, it's a bit all over and not just about stigma.